Hashtag KC Soccer News. Only on KC 107.7.
And so, welcome back. We continue our conversations with the finalists from the Cape Winelands, the South African Council for Businesswomen Awards, which is taking place here right at Paardeberg on the 19th of October. Joining me now is the finalist for Warrior Woman, Marizaan Breenkamp. Welcome to KC 107.7.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be here.
Hope for Youth South Africa. Oh, is that how I was? Hope for Youth SA.
Hope for Youth South Africa, yes.
You're an organization that does so much. I want to know what inspired you to start this and how has it evolved since it started?
So, for Youth started about 12 years ago. So, we are now registered with Social Development about 10 years. And why it started, it's because I am a grandmother, grandfather, kid. I grew up with my grandparents. And obviously with that, they were born in another era. So I always felt like I didn't have enough support, specifically when it comes to mentorship or somebody older than me, at least 10 years older than me, that can lead and guide me into the things that I want to do. Sometimes misunderstood, but luckily for me, my grandfather was a pastor. So I grew up with that community, you know, that sense of belonging, Ubuntu, always working on the farms with kids in agriculture. And once I finished matric in 2004, giving away my age, but when I finished matric, I decided I just want to support other young people that feels unsupported. And because I got myself into human resources management, I dealt a lot with people and doing CSI, which is community development or corporate social investment. I said that if I get resources or opportunities for skills development, I'm gonna spend that time and resources on the youth to support them. So I've been doing that ever since, being a youth leader, working on the farms, and then obviously working in the community and now in schools as well.
Running an NPO is running a business, and lots of people have this idea that it's not and it's just a handout thing, but I know a proper NPO run properly is a social entrepreneur, and I'm starting to see that in you. How do you balance the needs of running a non-profit organization stroke business with creating sustainable impact?
You know what? And I agree with you 100%, because a lot of people that start NPOs, they think it's just about, let's say, dishing out food, what we are doing now with World Food Day.
And getting funding.
And getting funding. It is not that easy. You must first do the hard work, show the impact, and then people that has, you know, like-minded interests, they will buy into to what you do. It is like running a business, because if you are compliant, you need to skill yourself with financial management, bookkeeping. You don't need to be a bookkeeper, but you at least need to know how to keep everything accordingly and how to take accountability and responsibility for the funds that you spend of other people to ensure that you don't put money in your pocket, because I can say it openly that I'm not getting paid whatsoever by Hope for Youth, because I have my own business, a HR consultancy. But for me, it's almost every cent. I'm saying almost because there's admin fees and Wi-Fi and things like that that we have to pay. But you need to take accountability for every cent, for everything that you receive from partners. And if you don't do that, unfortunately, your NPO is going to fail. And you need to equip yourself with the necessary skills. One of the things that I've learned very early is if somebody gives you something, even if it's stationary, 10 pence, say, write a thank you letter to that person and say, thank you for giving this, and absolutely, thank you for giving the 10 rand. That's also part, because then that person will obviously give 20 pence next year. Early in the day, it's one of those things, we write reports immediately to say thank you, and then we would get the same sponsor again for the next year.
If you think about the years that you've been doing this, can you think of one person or a group whose life has been positively transformed through the Hope for Youth essay?
Sure, that is very difficult because there's so many beautiful stories. But I can definitely, one, and this is not, this is a Hope for Youth success story, not really a Marazan success story. It was on our father and son camps that we had, whereby a father and son, they've got money. So they've got money, so they don't come from impoverished community. And they were completely tarnished. So the wife actually sent them on this camp and said, look here, you guys going to have to sort out the relationship because the father wasn't part of his life for a long time and the mother sent them on this thing. And there was tears, there was forgiveness. And at the end of the day, they are now training facilitators for the same program, trying to help other fathers and sons. So that is just one of the things. And there's a lot of matriculants that's enabled now to study further. That's also facilitators. We try to bring them back, resources, literally our substance abuse support group. We've sent this year, we've sent about 9 people for substance abuse rehabilitation. So for me, and now again finding work for that 9 unemployed people that came from rehabilitation because their family lives is better because there's no stealing anymore. There's no spending of money on drugs, those types of things. And we're trying to change that in the communities.
Like ordinary people, businesses go through challenges, and I'm sure the NPO sector also goes through those challenges. What would you say is some of the challenges you face, and how do you work your way around that?
Money.
Okay.
I'm kidding. All of us need money, but the thing is, not just maybe money, but resources. I have learned that partnerships is very, very important because I will have a skill to give and I'm a training facilitator, but you might not have money, but you have a wall or you have land, you know, and somebody else have resources. So sometimes it's not just about the money, but it's about people coming together for working together. And that is what we as Hope for Youth are trying to establish. And that is why I'm also part of the South African Council of Businesswomen, because for me it's important. Because they also believe in community work, and it's us women coming together for the same purpose. And if NPOs don't come together and work together as one, nobody's going to be sustainable at the end of the day. We have to work together.
So looking at the South African Council for Women, Businesswomen, the award has nominated you. You're a finalist for a Warrior Woman.
Yes.
And it says there that you, for the mentorship that you do, for the kind of work that you do as a Warrior Woman, if we have to look at that, how do you go about mentoring other people? What are the tricks? What are the pluses that you have that allows you that?
I have certainly made mistakes along the way when it comes to mentorship, because now we talk about everybody wants to mentor people. But what I've learned is when you give advice to somebody, it's not just you have to listen to the other person. You have to listen to their wants and their needs and try and assist them to get to their goals. And not just because a lot of times when somebody mentors another person, they try to give too much advice. Because when you speak to the person and really listen to that person in your one-on-one mentoring, then you will see they know what they want to do. But sometimes they just don't know how to get there. So it's your responsibility as the mentor to guide them to make the right, to guide them not to choose and to do it for them, to guide them into making the right life decisions.
So the mentor is the Google map.
Let's say yes, the strategic plan
Take
of that business.
There.
Take me there and I'll show you how and to
Please
actually
turn left.
Walk. Please then and walk the path with them.
You sound excited about what you do, and that's a great thing. I think it's important.
I am.
You know, I always maintain if you don't love what you do, just go and find something else.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to do it well. What are your current initiatives or projects that is exciting you? What are you currently working on that really is giving you that energy?
So today, the reason why I'm so happy, it's because it's World Food Day today. United Nations, I think they established World Food Day. And we, today I'm running around giving out food parcels to about 1,000 families. So we've worked since last year, we've worked on that sponsorships. I just came from Paul Dunnett, and I went to some of the wards to give to that soup kitchens, to some of the people that assist us with food for community interventions. But besides that, we do girls mentorship, we do boys mentorship, we have substance abuse support groups in the community. We have father and son camps, like I said, we have the mother and daughter camps. We also work with about 19 schools in the community, primary and high schools, where we do a leadership development program. And the pupils that's part of the leadership development program is your head girl and head boy, your captains of your rugby, soccer, netball teams, and your VRL. I don't know what's that in English.
But you can say it in Afrikaans.
What? RCL, LL, something like that. Julle weet wat ek bedoel, man. My Engels is nou op. But, yeah, so that is the leadership development program, and that we do on a weekly basis at the school. And then the other program that we do at schools is youth at risk. So the children that is at risk are falling out of the school system, and that's not just due to absenteeism, but due to drugs and alcohol abuse, let's say poverty, whatever it is, non-support, father not present, those types of things. So we also work with those kids, and that kids is, como se dice, stout kinders by the school, but we don't call it Youth at Risk program. We actually call it Chasing Stallions, because if you look at a horse, a stallion is a little bit wild, but it's actually one of the fastest horses that you can get. So once you again, that path, that mentorship. So once you guide
the Google Map,
so once you use the Google Map,
with the Google Map
on that stallion, and then they will become the best. So it's a bright student that has just fall somewhere down the wayside, and we're trying to get them on it again. So there's also some amazing stories, amazing things that came from that as well.
And that was Marizaan Breedenkamp. She is a finalist for the Warrior Woman in the South African Council for Business Women Awards that's taking place in Paarl on the 19th of October. From KC107.7, we wish you all the best, and hopefully you win the trophy.
Inkos kakule baie dankie, thank you.
You should say shukran too.
Shukran.
We're going to go into some music. When we're back, we will be speaking to one of the other finalists.
Hashtag KC Soccer Elite, only on KC 107.7.